Welcome to the Meditation for Health podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. If you're new to this podcast or you have been listening for a while, I've been meditating for over 30 years. I grew up in Iowa and had a pretty typical Midwestern upbringing. But when I headed off to college and studied psychology, I was exposed to Dr. Herbert Benson out of Harvard and his work and research on meditation. He had done quite a bit of research in regards to people that were meditating and had learned the technique TM, Transcendental Meditation. Dr. Benson's book, The Relaxation Response, was a very popular book in the 70s and is to this day a very popular book in regards to studying the positive research effects of meditation, particularly Transcendental Meditation. Also, the Beatles started practicing TM and that made the movement very popular. Well, between meditating, growing up in Iowa, and being exposed to Herbert Benson, the one thing surprisingly that I've never done, even though it's located in Fairfield, Iowa, not too far from my home, and currently employs some of the top researchers in the field of meditation, including Dr. Maxwell Rainforth and Dr. Fred Travis, I had never visited the Maharishi University of Management, where there is so much research being done in the field of Transcendental Meditation. But I finally had my chance, and I'd like to share my experience with you. Last week, I flew there for a week to really explore this great place of meditation, probably one of the key centers on research and meditation practice in the United States for people wanting to learn about meditation. Now, my background isn't with TM, though I know a little bit about it, but it is a beautiful practice that has been probably as much research as any other form of meditation in the world. It has been extensively researched because the founder of the university, Maharishi, really encouraged the scientists who worked there to research the effects of TM. He wanted to show that science could prove the positive effects of TM on people that practice it. And there's now been hundreds of studies done on TM showing the positive effects of meditation. I've covered some of these studies in my previous podcasts. I had numerous interviews with various professors there and the different departments that occur at MUM, and I also had the opportunity of meeting many people who had lived there over 30 years, been practicing meditation that entire time, and really saw the effects it was having on their lives. It truly was a beautiful experience. And I want to thank Deborah Del Debbio, who's meditated over 20 years, living now here in Southern California, who lived a good part of her life in Fairfield and knew people both at the university and around the city. And also thank Don Wolf, who works at the university and had all the introductions made to the different scientists, faculty, and people working at the university. I think the part that was most amazing for me was more than just a university. It was everything surrounding the university. In order to make a university like this go, it takes a lot of people. And of course, a lot of people are attracted to this type of place because meditation is practiced here every day, week after week, month after month, for decades. So I got to meet some of these most amazing people who had been meditating for 30, some even 40 years. And besides monasteries that I've stayed at around the world, this was clearly the highest concentration of very deep, call it old soul type people that I've ever met. They had just truly transformed themselves into beautiful, beautiful souls. I felt very at home, I felt very comfortable, and it was just like, probably describe it as coming home. It was just a really comfortable place for me to be at, and I look forward to going back there in the future. It's amazing what 20, 30, 40 years would do to a person who meditates every day. One of the pluses of TM, they recommend meditating 20 minutes in the morning and 20 minutes at night, which I think for all of us is a doable attainment to try to strive for. Because sometimes we get so daunted by people meditating 2, 3, 4 hours a day. But the studies show that people who meditate just 20 minutes a day, twice a day, can have amazing effects on their physiology and their psychology and their neurological changes. The studies clearly support this. So again, it doesn't have to take a lot of time, but doing it for a long time can have amazing effects. And I saw the effects in the people there. They truly were beautiful, beautiful souls. Another thing that Fairfield and MUM offer is places to meditate together. They have these two huge domes where hundreds of people meditate every day. One is for women and one is for men, which I think makes people feel more comfortable, particularly the women, because they can practice with a large group of other women and not worry about anything else. Don Wolf was able to get me in one of the domes when it was closed, and I was also able to meditate there, and I could just feel the energy of all the people that had been meditating there for so long. So many people. You could just feel the energy. It was amazing. Again, as you probably know, I really recommend sometimes meditating with a group. And the larger the group, the better. You really will feel other people's energy when we meditate together. And in Fairfield, you can meditate with a lot of people every day. Now, at the academic level, they have a K through 12th grade where kids are encouraged to meditate every single day, twice a day. And then they have a four-year university with both a master's and doctoral program, which is part of MUM. In the MUM program, they have programs on computer science, literature, math, business, and a variety of other topics. And at the master's and PhD level, they have it in management, physiology, accounting, computer sciences, and numerous other subjects. Everyone who goes there meditates. They meditate at least twice a day. And it truly is an amazing place because you have these top researchers in the field studying meditation, and you get to meditate, and the food is all pretty much organic. And not only that, it's good food. It's quite good. So it is an amazing place if you want to learn about meditation and you need a degree. I mean, we have to go somewhere. So perhaps it's a place worth considering if you are at that place where you're considering to going on to get your master's or PhD, or if you're young enough listening to this podcast and considering to go into university and want to learn about meditation. I don't think you could do any better than here. I'm not aware of any of the programs where they really encourage and require us to meditate twice a day. One of the meditations that they do every day is actually meditate during class. The professor stops and everyone sits and meditates in the classroom during class. Again, it was an amazing experience, amazing place for those of us like us who love meditation. Just to give you a feel of some of the people who work there, and if you go there, you'll get exposed to, I got to meet Dr. Craig Pearson, who's the vice president of the university, and he just wrote this amazing book called The Supreme Awakening, Experiences of Enlightenment Throughout the Time and How You Can Cultivate Them. It's a great book about people that he's studied over the years throughout history that have had self-actualized or enlightenment experiences and describes what they're like. Again, amazing things you'll get exposed to there. Now, besides the university, there are many things surrounding the area. For example, if you've heard of David Lynch and the Lynch Foundation, it's a foundation where they teach TAM projects to poor, impoverished people around the world. I got to meet the director of the program, Chris Bush, who shared with me all the different programs they have around the world, helping people in more impoverished places learn meditation, particularly at the school level. Now, since Maharshi founded the university, and he's from India, there is a flavor of Hinduism there. It definitely isn't pushed on the students to go there at all. Meditation is required, but not any form of having to do any Eastern practice or religious observances. I mean, they may observe religious ceremonies, but it's not forced on anyone. You can be a Hindu, you can be a Buddhist, you can be a Christian, you can be an agnostic, you can be an atheist and go there. There's no requirements to conform to Hinduism. But what you find around the city is there's a place called Vedic City, and it's really based upon Hindu philosophy is the best way I can describe it. I mean, they build homes that face east, the doors face east. They're beautiful homes. They're gorgeous. They're very peaceful. And they have an astrology center. They have different forms of Ayurveda, which is kind of Hindu medicine and massages. I had a couple, and they're really comfortable. They're really great. There's just so many people that get attracted there from various traditions. They have people that do energy work. They have groups. They have churches. They have just so many health food stores. I couldn't believe how much healthy food there was in this town that was organic in Iowa. Where I grew up in Iowa, there wasn't much organic anywhere. So I was very pleasantly surprised. And I think you will be too. Obviously, you don't have to go to school there. You may, like me, just want to visit. Again, as I said, there are massage places you can go to. There are meditation places that you can attend. They do have weekend workshops. And of course, because the Transcendental Meditation has grown so much, almost in all major cities now, they have extended campuses, I call them, where you can actually go learn TM. And then they have more of an extensive program called Cities. It's a bit more extensive. I didn't do it at all. I didn't do either program. But it is for people that really want to learn more about the tradition of TM. And the thing you can't dispute about TM, there is tons of research, I mean hundreds of studies showing its effectiveness, and they've been done now for decades. So people that do it are very much believers, and the research seems to back what they believe. And again, it's an old tradition, it's a very effective tradition, and I think if you are interested in learning TM, or at least visiting the campus, it would be worth a visit, because it is truly a beautiful place where there's so much going on for those of us who love meditation. And if you're young enough and still want to go to university and haven't done that yet, think about MUM, Maharishi University of Management. I mean, could you imagine every day being required to do meditation? What an amazing experience. It could be great for all of us, but if you're a student, it could be a great opportunity. Meditation is a great thing for all of us to learn. And TM, Transcendental Meditation, is probably the most researched form of meditation showing its positive effects. And the thing that they say is, for 20 minutes a day, twice a day, you can be transformed in so many different ways. Oh, a couple of things I forgot to mention. There's an Institute for Natural Medicine and Prevention, and they also have a Sustainable Living Center. At both these places, you can learn in depth and get degree programs in these fields. If you want to learn more about the school, their website is mum.edu. That's mum.edu. Thank you for joining me on the Meditation for Health podcast. If you'd like to learn more about the world of meditation, come back and visit as new podcasts are being created again. Also, go to www.meditationforhealthpodcast.com. That's meditationforhealthpodcast.com. And if you didn't know, I also create a happiness podcast that has over 60 episodes available on happiness, and new ones are created weekly. Please go to www.happinesspodcast.org. That's happinesspodcast.org. Or if you're on iTunes, just search Happiness Podcast. Until next time, peace.